Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
RJ? RJ? I'm here, Farsight. What's happening?
Well, the elevator has decided not to let me out.
You're stuck?
Not exactly. It started to move very slowly. It's taking me somewhere. To the 13th floor? I don't think so. How do you know? Because we're going down, way down.
Down? Into the basement?
Lower. Hey, elevator guy, where are we going?
I am not authorized to tell you our destination.
I don't care what you're authorized for, you big metal box. How far down does this elevator go? RJ? RJ, can you hear me? Over. RJ!
Oh, boy.
Remy? Is it me, or did that sound bad? Hey, quarantiners, Remy here, still coming to you from Rem's attic. Today is Tuesday, December 15th. We'll talk about RJ's situation in a minute, but first tonight will be the sixth night of Hanukkah. Hope it's been great for those of you celebrating. Alex and I went back home to light the candles with Mom and Dad a couple times, but the gate started to get a little weird. Like, it was harder to push through. So we stopped doing that. Oh, you're probably wondering about school, how we're doing it over here. Mom and Dad rigged up a system with our router and laptop so that we could be in remote classes from over here. I wonder if my teachers have any idea where I am during their class. Let's see, what else? Ooh, guess what? I got a phone! I finally got a phone for Hanukkah. It's Mom's old one, but still. Of course, I can't really use it on this side of the gate. It's gonna be great, though. I'm excited.
Tell them about your idea, Remy.
I had an idea for this Hanukkah. Because of everything that's going on in the world. So many people having a hard time. Instead of presents for 8 nights, which usually means a couple of big things, and then a bunch of small ones I don't really need, we decided to alternate. 4 nights of presents and 4 nights of giving back. So I got my phone, some books, pajamas, but we also gave to feedingamerica.org and to No Kid Hungry. And we donated a bunch of canned goods and coats. I think this tradition will outlast the pandemic. I'm not saying I don't like presents.
She's definitely not saying that.
But it feels good to give back too. I highly recommend it. Speaking of which, shoutouts?
Sure.
Happy belated birthday to Nate in Siren, Wisconsin from Angela. Happy 12th birthday to Saki in Orinda, California. Happy birthday to Natalie, who sent some cute pics of her cat.
Happy 8th birthday to Rosalind from your brother Cademan, Matthew, Andrew, Everett, and Dad and Mom.
Happy birthday to Lucy from Mrs. Shell's class in upstate New York. Happy birthday to Jane from her sibling Abner in Corvallis, Oregon. Happy 15th birthday to Shiloh, and shout out to Sarah May. Good luck on that move to Indiana. And happy Earth Day wishes to Sophia from your mom and twin brothers Amari and Jabari.
Birthday shoutouts to superfans Sadie and her brother Rory in Kitchener, Ontario. Shoutout to Lily in Canada and Alina in Hillsboro, Oregon. Melinda wants to give a shoutout to her best friend Jane and her new baby sister Jenny, whose middle name is Remy. Well, it's spelled with an I, but close enough. And a special early Merry Christmas to Eloise in Pasadena, California, from Mommy and Daddy. Eloise is 5, and because of this show, she's gotten really interested in astrophysics.
I bet we could use her help in figuring out what's going on with the gates.
A 5-year-old astrophysics expert. I like the way you think. Okay, so, as you heard, RJ's rescue mission did not go as planned. Ivan, or whatever they call the computer voice in the elevator, took her down below the basement of the Whittier Court building.
And we haven't heard from her since.
Time for an update from Xander outside the attic door.
Yeah, so after I was tossed out of Whittier Court for not following telekinetic protocols, Uncle Gabriel drove me home.
And?
You already know this.
Yeah, but the quarantiners don't.
Right. Anyway, he denied everything. Acted like he had no idea RJ was in the building. Didn't even admit he has the 3 holidays.
And?
And he took away my Whittier Court privileges. I can't get back in.
So now not only do they have holiday from 3 dimensions, they have RJ too? Which means I have another uncomfortable call to make. Fee, are you there?
I'm here, Remy.
You have everything set up with Whittier Gate?
I believe I do. Are you there, Lex?
Indeed I am.
Okay, I'll let you guys talk. Stay safe. I miss you.
Thanks, Fee.
Hello, Remy. How was life on the other side of the gate?
Well, funny you should ask that.
Have you managed to rescue the holidays?
We're working on it.
RJ is in some kind of trouble, isn't she?
How do you know that?
I have gotten quite good at reading the tone of your voices. Right now, the tone says, I am nervous about telling Lex that his sister has once again gotten herself into a mess.
Yeah, well, she went in to rescue them, and she couldn't get back out.
I see.
She'll be okay. We're working on it.
Well, I have to warn you. Time is of the essence.
I know.
No, you don't understand. I am referring to the gate. Well, both of them, actually.
What about them?
You told me that the last couple of times you went through, it acted strangely.
Yeah, it was harder to get through. Like there was something in the way that we had to push against.
Yes, well, I have been researching the situation, running the numbers, as well as digging into the recorded history of interdimensional gates.
Did you find the answer?
I'm afraid I did. As you know, portals, or gates, are space-time anomalies. No one knows for sure why they appear, or disappear. But we have enough information to make accurate predictions. At least, I do.
What are you trying not to tell us, Lex?
The algorithm I created to measure the quantum effects tell me that the gates are reaching their end stages.
End stages? Like, they're shutting down? When?
December 31st. Midnight. I believe that is when the gates will close. For good.
Hey, parents and teachers, have you heard about GZMClassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.